This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today, Goldman Sachs analysts came out with a worst-case scenario where crude oil could fall to $20 a barrel. It's not likely, they said, but it's possible. The International Energy Agency, meanwhile, is predicting the biggest supply contraction in oil in 24 years. The laws of supply and demand being what they are, that would argue for higher prices, not lower, as Goldman says. So, anyway, in the middle of this past year's oil price ups and downs, a group of energy reporters went looking for some fun, and they figured this was a good time to make a bet on crude prices. Our own energy guy, Scott Tong, caught up with a couple of them to get their story.
The bet was born last December when oil was cratering. The price of a barrel of crude had gone from 114 down to 70 and still losing altitude. So five oil nerds, four reporters, one analyst, made their wager. One of them is Russell Gold of the Wall Street Journal and an energy fellow at the University of Texas.
This was a couple weeks after OPEC had met in Vienna and decided not to rescue the oil markets, not to cut production.
OPEC's call to keep pumping shocked the world.
No one had expected that.
That's Steve Levine, author and oil writer at the online publication Quartz. He bet too.
In fact, that's the story of oil, you know, the last few years, is this one thing after the other. It's just embarrassing people like us by with these surprises.
Question was, whose theory, whose explanation about how oil markets work could pass the real-life test, and thus the bet, on what the price of crude will be on the last day of 2015?
I went at it in a very simple way.
Levine figured the market would stay flooded. So his methodology was to take the peak price from last summer and chop it in half, which comes out to $57.75. That's it. No empirical nothing.
You know, the Wall Street Journal is famous for this monkey throw. Who is better at picking stocks? Brokers,
yep.
Or monkeys who throw darts at a board? And I picked the monkey.
Russell Gold is in a similar camp.
I called up my deputy editor, Lane Cook, and said, hey, gut check me on that. She gave me a slightly different number, and then I basically took the number I was thinking the number Lynn had, and I split the difference. That's how I got to 62.73, although later I claimed it was because if you add the 6 and 3 and the 2 and 7, it was 9s.
The other bets were higher. In fact, one is $90 on the narrative that low prices would put drillers out of business and that demand would stay healthy. In fact, it's all about narratives.
They build a story, and then they find the data and charts to back that up. And they'll say, you know, hey, look at this, you know.
And they speak with such certainty.
Yes.
That's what
they are very certain.
Okay, so that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people betting. What's on the line here? What have you put up here?
Yeah, I think it was beers. Beers and bragging rights is the way I remember it.
Yeah, it was something. No, look, none of us is rich, so the winner gets a drink.
This may remind you of the most famous commodity wager. In 1980, Paul Ehrlich and Julian Simon bet on the prices of five natural resources at the end of the decade. Ehrlich feared they were running out and that prices would soar. Simon, the optimist, assumed innovation and markets would deliver new supply. And he won. And Gold says the same camp is winning today.
You know, fracking, I think, has really banished peak oil and has proven Julian Simon right for the time being. Because if there's one thing that I've learned about oil, you know, just wait a couple years, you know, the weather will change and we'll sort of go back to where we are.
For now, there is more crude than any of the oil guys assumed. Every bet is higher than the 40-something price today. Why? Well, U.S. drillers, the high-cost producers, stayed in the game and they kept pumping and they kept selling. OPEC, too.
They're going to keep producing.
Steve Levine bet the lowest price, so he's in a good spot.
It could go down to 40 by the end of the year. I am very confident that it is not going to go to 62.73, as my colleague, Russell Gold.
Who is not backing down. In fact, the picture could be turning right now. U.S. production is finally slowing, and there's chatter that OPEC and Russia, they may follow suit.
You know, you put all that together and you can sort of see oil prices creeping up a little. Look, I'm in the money at $60 and higher.
Now, there's a surprise twist to this story. Russell Gold has a confession.
I misunderstood the bet. I thought we were actually betting on year-end 2014 prices, not year-end 2015.
Steve Levine, he did too. They both goofed. Still, as of today, they're the two most likely to win this bet, which is perhaps another reason to pick the monkey over the Wall Street pro. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.